This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A California doctor who lost his license to practice medicine in that state has moved to Bozeman, Montana, and is suing the CDC with hopes to practice medicine in Montana. After his California medical license was revoked as the penalty for writing superfluous vaccine exemptions, Ken Stoller sought escape from the criticism by moving to Montana. Now the Bozeman resident is suing the federal government in the hopes that he can start another medical career here. Stoller's lawsuit, filed in August in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, challenges the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's recommended vaccine schedule for children, a long-standing schedule that has kept millions of kids from contracting communicable and deadly diseases. Stoller is one of two physician plaintiffs in the case. The other is Paul Thomas from Oregon, who also lost his medical license. Overwhelmingly, scientific and medical experts have concluded that vaccines protect public health and prevent the spread of fatal diseases. But Stoller and other vaccine skeptics oppose the 15 CDC-recommended immunizations for children. While living and working in California, Stoller started to write medical vaccine exemptions for children who would not be able to get them from other doctors. Doing so allowed the kids to remain unvaccinated at school and daycare, even if they would not be cleared for exemptions under CDC guidelines. In most cases, Stoller was not the family's primary pediatrician. He also charged parents hundreds of dollars for each vaccine exemption. The medical board revoked Stoller's California medical license in 2021, whereafter Stoller moved to Montana. Since moving to Montana, Stoller has not applied for a new license. As his lawyer put it, "It's pretty tough to get a medical license once you've lost a license." Stoller said he plans to speak with the Montana medical board about reapplying for a license if the lawsuit shakes out in his favor. Under the vaccine denier U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., federal health authorities have sought to undermine trust in vaccines among the public. In May, Kennedy's Department of Health and Human Services removed COVID-19 vaccines from the list of shots recommended for healthy pregnant women and children. Kennedy has downplayed a severe and rare measles outbreak in the U.S. of almost 1,400 cases that has killed three people. Immunologists advise parents to follow the vaccination schedule, including the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, or MMR vaccine, for kids. Immunization rates among kindergarten children have slipped from 95% to less than 93% heading into the last school year. Exemptions have ticked up at the same time. The nationwide average for the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine has dropped below the threshold that public health experts say prevents community transmission. The first cases of confirmed measles in decades have popped up in Montana throughout the spring and summer in the current measles outbreak. The list of top public high schools in Montana has been released, and Bozeman hosts the number one and number two public high schools in Montana. Ranked first is Bozeman High School, which serves about 1,300 students in grades 9 through 12. The school maintains an average class size of roughly 17 students per teacher. Recent state assessments show 45% of students meet or exceed proficiency in math, and 68% meet or exceed the grade level in reading. The second highest ranked high school in Montana is Gallatin High School in Bozeman, with about 1,500 students across grades 9 through 12. With an average of 18 students per teacher, Gallatin High's testing results indicate that 37% of students demonstrate proficiency in math and 58% meet or exceed grade levels in reading. Rounding out the top five public high schools in Montana are Whitefish High School in third place, fourth place is Hellgate High School in Missoula, and Red Lodge High School is fifth. Congratulations, Bozeman and Gallatin High Schools of Bozeman, for ranking first and second in the list of best public high schools in all of the state of Montana. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.